A survey called the Australian Unity Wellbeing Index has found that people have greater satisfaction with life than in previous years. However, beneath this positive outlook, not everyone shares the same sense of optimism, and this is an issue which has been brought to the attention of policymakers. Thomas Kudus asked Dr. Kate Lysett, Senior Research Fellow at the School of Psychology at Deakin University, just what factors mostly influence these differences.
So different patterns on personal well-being, so that's satisfaction with people's life across seven areas such as standard of living and health and personal relationships. So we saw a different pattern on personal well-being compared to national well-being. Across both of the measures, we saw that things that really made a difference were affluence, so areas, geographic areas that had higher income, less unemployment, for instance, actually had higher levels of well-being on both measures. So that was a big difference.
Were there any findings in your study that surprised you, perhaps regions that scored unexpectedly high or low in well-being?
Yeah, absolutely. We were very surprised to see the city of Melbourne, so the electorate of Melbourne, and scoring low on personal well-being. They're areas traditionally that, you know, kind of the heart of cities and so much culture and things like that. But when we've looked at the demographics in those electorates, we think it may be driven by the cost of living crisis and having a younger demographic in those areas. The other thing that was quite good to see, in rural areas, they actually had the strongest satisfaction with their personal relationships, their community connectedness, so that was really nice. So that we could see playing out. The other thing that surprised us was the stark divide on the National Wellbeing Index between cities, so capital cities, and everywhere else. So that index looks at satisfaction with the economy, government, the natural environment, social conditions, business and national security, so those six areas. And in the regions, people are not satisfied with life in Australia across those areas, whereas people in the cities are very satisfied. So we can see there's a bit of a disconnect going on there, and that stark divide was more surprised, like that surprised us. It was much sharper than I expected.
And how can governments use well-being data to better support communities and especially those outside major metropolitan areas?
One of the reasons we went down to the electorate level was because this can give the community the information they need for community change, but also because we know community action can make such a big difference, but also so their members of Parliament can represent them and try and bring about change at the policy level, because some of these changes that we need actually need government and policy intervention to make a difference. Right now, Australia has Measuring What Matters, which is a dashboard of measures that Treasury runs, which is terrific to see. And the reason for this is to measure things beyond economic growth, to actually say, well, it really matters how people are feeling about their lives. It matters how equitable our society is and sustainable Australia. So that's great to see. But right now it's sitting there being measured, but it's not actually impetus for politicians or policymakers to make decisions based on it. Because we know that economic growth that is for the sake of, you know, growing, that's unsustainable and not equitable for all Australians, isn't a good way to be progressing as a society. And I think if we make policy decisions and put people and planet at the heart, people and planet, the well-being of our people at the heart of these decisions, that could make a really big difference.
So you said that that these issues need to be in the centre for policymakers. Do you believe that well-being should be a central measure of national progress? And what I mean is alongside traditional economic indicators like the GDP.
I would love to see that. And we know other countries around the world are doing that. Absolutely, we need to have those indicators. We need things like GDP and productivity. They're needed, but they're needed in terms of actually other measures alongside that to say, well, actually, are these things being distributed evenly? If we have high GDP, are people feeling that GDP? Are we doing it at the cost of our planet, or are we creating a more equitable and sustainable Australia? So So I absolutely think we need to be measuring these things all together. And when we make the decisions, they need to consider the well-being of people and planet, not just economic growth for the sake of growth.
Dr. Kate Lysett, Senior Research Fellow at the School of Psychology, Deakin University, speaking there with Thomas Kutas.